Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Spillman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. It's great having you join me today for another opportunity to gain more wisdom, gain more insight, and, of course, empower you with access to this great information. So I trust you'll find this to be another fascinating hour, and we're going to be exploring the topic of how to build your personalized nutritional regimen. We're talking to Dr. Michael Smith, who is the author of the book, The Supplement Pyramid. Now, many of you might think that you can get all the nutrients you need from your diet, and some of you think that nutritional supplements in addition to diet are really not necessary, and then there are others of us who just take handfuls of the stuff every day. So what is the truth? What do we need to know about how to build our own personalized nutritional regimen? What's that all about? And that is my topic with Dr. Smith today. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is senior health scientist and nationally known media personality for Life Extension, the world's leading organization dedicated to extending the healthy human lifespan. Dr. Smith is an author and blogger, radio talk host, and creates and conducts webinars and appears in informational health and wellness videos. His engaging ability to present complex medical topics, be it inflammation, diabetes, migraines, food sensitivity, or weight management, in a clear, conversational manner, has won him a sizable following of anti-aging and disease prevention enthusiasts. Also known as Dr. Mike, he is also heard on numerous syndicated national health television and radio shows and hosts Healthy Talk on www.radiomd.com, where he interviews celebrities, authors, and a wide range of health experts while proving his own expert opinion. A graduate of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, he is also the author of a new book that's recently come out, The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. And it's wonderful to welcome you, Dr. Mike, to the show today.
Dr. Spillman, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great having you, and congratulations on your new book.
Oh, thank you so much. Finally, it's out. Yay!
It's always an event when a book arrives. You know, it's like giving birth.
Listen,
process.
I didn't believe it was real until I finally had the book in my hand. That I knew, okay, this is real. We actually did it.
Well, you've done well. It's a beautiful book, beautiful cover, and great information
that you
put together. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Sure.
So why don't we just start by talking about why you took on the subject. It's actually a different topic than what we find in most health books. So what's up with it?
Well, I think, you know, the latest report, which comes out of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, this was mid-2013, showed that 75% of Americans take supplements now. We spent last year about $15 billion on supplements alone. So, and that's just in the United States. So there's people get it, and we can talk a little bit about why I do believe we need to supplement, even if we're eating the right food, like you said at the beginning. But the issue really might be is, are we doing the right ones? You know, probably one of the most common questions that I'm ever asked is not the detailed science that maybe I enjoy about a nutrient. The question usually is, well, do I need that nutrient? There's so many options out there, which is a good thing, right? But there's so many options out there, it can be a bad thing. And what I see, and this is, and I'm going to use my two sisters as examples here, because I think they represent the two large groups of supplement users. Because there's so many options, Dr. Spillman, I have one sister that takes everything. I mean, she reads about it in any magazine, on any website, hears it on any TV show or radio show, she's going to buy it. And I'm not kidding you. You can open up her kitchen cabinet where she keeps all these products, and they literally could fall on you. That's how many she takes, and she just hopes one of those actually works for her. On the other hand, I have another sister who does want to take supplements. She gets it. She does believe she needs them, but she's so overwhelmed, she's become almost paralyzed she goes into her health food store and she grabs that first generic multivitamin that she sees off the shelf. And that's not a bad thing. That's maybe a good place to start, but that really only scratches the surface. And so what I think what we need to do is we need to start providing that guidance that people need, and that's why I wrote the book. The book really is that serious guidance that people are looking for.
So, I get into that place. You know, I read the Life Extension magazine. I know you're very involved with them, and I love that magazine. In fact,
thank you.
The primary health magazine I read. I look forward to the issues that come each month.
Nice.
But I'm like that, too. I read an article, and it's like, oh, boy, I need that supplement.
I know.
I want to have that one. It's very dangerous. The articles are so well written. It's like, okay, you convinced me. But
right.
But it can be overwhelming because I have one of those cabinets already where I open the door and I'll fall out. So, you know, let's start at the very beginning. And to help us understand not just what are the primary supplements that we all should be taking, or at least
okay.
the majority of us, I want to go back to why assuming your diet is not adequate to supply the nutritional needs of our bodies these days. Let's start there.
Yeah, well, even if you are eating a diet that you think is providing you the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants you need, it's probably not. In the very first chapter in the book, by the way, is all about why I lay out five scientific facts for why I believe supplements are essential today. The very first one is the poor soil conditions that we have today. The first soil surveys in the United States were conducted in the 1930s, and they concluded that our soils were nutrient poor back then. And pretty much nothing has been done to improve the nutrient content of our soils since then. There have been some local rejuvenation types of programs here and there, certain counties, but overall, nothing's really been done to help our soils. So guess what? We've been eating nutrient poor food since the 1930s. That includes, by the way, organic produce. Because organic produce, although that is the best way to go and it's going to lack the pesticides and the chemicals, that same organic soil, though, still doesn't have the nutrients it needs to produce healthy food. So poor soil conditions really makes it a necessity today, in my opinion, to take supplements. And that's even if you're eating the right amount of fruits and vegetables every day. Now, Dr. Selman, though, let's be honest. Most Americans aren't even doing that, right? We already know in 2005, the USDA put out a report showing that 95% of Americans are not eating the right amount of fruits and vegetables. They showed that somewhere around 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin A, 56% of Americans are deficient in magnesium, 90% plus of Americans are deficient in all of the trace minerals.
Wow.
So, and that's because, number one, they're not eating it, and number two, if they are, the food doesn't have those nutrients anymore. Or very little, or very few amounts of those nutrients. So poor soil conditions and the fact that we're not eating the way we should be, at least the average American is, are two reasons right there why we need to take supplements. And then there's a few other reasons, right? I mean, look at the lifestyles that we live today. I mean, I know you're busy. I know I'm busy. you know, and that's the norm, right? The go, go, go. You get up at 6 a.m. and you're at home by 8 o'clock and you're exercising. And by the time you calm down, it's almost midnight. I mean, we're just bombarded with information today. We live in this digital culture. We have this chronic stress. We're overwhelming our bodies. You know, our bodies have these built-in wonderful de-stress systems, detox systems, they're just overwhelmed today. Look at the toxins in our environment, right? If that's not enough, if what I've said so far is not enough, how about the fact that the EPA allows 70,000 industrial chemicals in all of our common household products today? 1,000 new chemicals are introduced every year, and based on blood work and some small studies, it's estimated that the average American, especially if you're in a city environment, could have as much as high as about 600 industrial chemicals in your bloodstream right now. I mean, think about that. I mean, it's just a dirty environment, poor soils. We're not eating right anyways. You put that all together, supplements really have become essential if we want to live healthier longer.
Okay, I have a couple of questions I want to
sure,
ask on
sure.
what you just said, because you gave us a lot of really interesting facts and food for thought. You said that when they tested the soils, we know we have major deficiencies in our population of magnesium, but you gave a stat that really shocked me, that 90% of us are deficient in trace minerals. That's just almost everybody.
Yeah.
So can you just elaborate a little bit on why trace minerals are so important for us?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then we'll talk about where to get them when we get into
yeah.
the protocols.
Okay, so trace minerals are, well, let's not be confusing here. Minerals are minerals, right? And many of them are important for our bodies. They're involved in thousands and thousands of chemical reactions, from cell energy production to how nerves conduct energy and how nerve cells connect to each other, muscle contraction, and it goes on and on and on. Minerals play a role. Some minerals you need a lot of. Those are, you could call those macro minerals. You know, calcium is a macro mineral. You need, you know, maybe 1,000 milligrams a day of calcium. Magnesium is a macro mineral. You need maybe about 500 milligrams a day, which we're deficient in most cases there. The trace minerals are simply called trace minerals because you don't need near that much. You need trace amounts. They're measured in micrograms. But just because they're needed in micrograms, very small amounts, does not mean they're not as important as magnesium. Let me give you a great example. Copper. It's well over 90%. It's probably closer to 95% of Americans are deficient in copper, which has all kinds of detrimental effects in the liver. Copper is very important to liver detox, to cholesterol management, to fat and cholesterol, degradation pathways, so you can lower cholesterol with copper, actually. That's just one example. Selenium. Your body can't live without selenium, but our food doesn't have it. We're not getting it from our foods anymore, and so many Americans are deficient in selenium, which is so important to the immune system, to your muscles, to your nerves. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Minerals play a central role, Dr. Selman, as what I call cofactors. Now, and let me explain that. The minerals and the trace minerals themselves, they may not be the main player when it comes to, say, cell energy production or cholesterol management. However, the minerals play a cofactorial role. What they do is they help the major players do their job better. So you have enzymes, for instance, in the mitochondria that are involved in producing cell energy. Those enzymes need these cofactors like minerals to work properly. They're kind of like the fuel that goes into the enzyme so the enzyme can do its job and make cell energy. So when you don't have enough of all minerals, including the trace minerals, you don't have the cofactors. And when you don't have the cofactors, the entire metabolic landscape breaks down. That's how important these nutrients are to us. And yeah, when it comes to trace minerals, 90% plus of Americans are deficient in them. I mean, that's really scary.
So they're not in our foods, because the foods are so denatured. They're not in our soils. You know, I used to speak at Acres USA conferences. Acres USA is really into sustainable agriculture, and they bring in experts in agriculture and farming and husbandry approaches every year. It's a fascinating conference. I really loved speaking there and learning. And one of the things I learned is that it's not just about poor quality soil. It's not just lack of organic matter and nutrients in the soil. The other thing that is so amazing to me is the microorganisms that live in the soil that are responsible for converting inorganic minerals to organic minerals so the plants can take up the minerals. So when you put the phosphates and the chemicals on fertilizers on the soil, you kill the microorganisms, these microscopic little creatures that burrow and help to allow this conversion. It's an amazing system, an ecosystem, and this chain has been broken.
Right. And that's why we have the poor soils. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Selman, and anybody can look up these original survey studies that were done in the 1930s, and they do mention not just the nitrates and the carbonates, which are important nutrients for soil, and not just the minerals all being deficient, but they do talk about the microenvironment, which includes those types of bacteria and yeast that are so important, they were also deficient as well way back in 1930.
Yeah, so, you know, we know about taking probiotics and fermented foods. Well, there are people who are creating fermented, you know, liquids to put into the soil to
help.
You know, I mean, we are the microcosm. It's so interesting that the soil needs us. We need it. Okay, another question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
You were saying that organic foods, even organic foods, don't have the level of nutrients that we need. Now, that's quite a heretical statement, because we are all taught to believe that if you're getting organic foods, they're grown on soils that have been enriched with organic matter and minerals and et cetera, et cetera. So are we misled in thinking?
Unfortunately, I think we are a little bit. Now, there, in my book, and this is all in the first chapter, why we need to take supplements, there is there was a study out of the University of Michigan that did compare, this was maybe 4 or 5, 6 years ago, they compared conventional soil produce and the amount of vitamins and minerals versus organic. And hands down, without a doubt, organic produce did have more of these nutrients, more of the antioxidants, more of the minerals. So the food was better coming from organic soil. But when you actually look at the numbers and you apply then that to the human body, even the organic soil was falling behind. That's because when you start to lose, whether it's organic soil or not, when you lose that microenvironment, when you lose the nitrates and the carbonates that are so important to soil, whether it's organic or not, and unless you are enriching that soil, you're still going to produce nutrient-poor food. So you do have some organic farmers adding these types of things back in, enriching it with organic matter. The problem is it's a little too late, because the topsoil has become so eroded that even when they try to enrich the soil, the minute they get one storm, the runoff completely ruins it, and they just can't afford to keep enriching it. So what we're noticing is organic food is better when you look at that University of Michigan study, but it's still not what it needs to be.
Yes, but better is not optimal.
Right. Correct. Yep.
You know, we're not getting the optimal nutrition. Okay,
yep.
So we talked about some of the factors that are compromising our food, but let's talk about some of the factors that compromise our ability to absorb and assimilate the nutrition we're taking.
Sure. Well, you know, I think there's a couple. First of all, and this is one of my foundational supplements. So I called my book The Supplement Pyramid. So the very base of the pyramid is called the foundation, and there's four foundational products. And one of the key foundational products, it's the fourth one that I list, is probiotics. When we're born, based on our environment and based on breastfeeding, mother's milk, we develop what is known as a probiotic environment, right? These healthy gut bacteria that are so important to every phase of digestion. Now, here's the thing. By the time you're about age 2, Dr. Selman, you have all of the probiotics you're ever going to have for the rest of your life, for the most part. And so when you factor in all of the antibiotics that we take and that's in our food supply, when you factor in stress, which can actually decrease the number of these healthy gut bacteria, when you factor in all the toxins that we're dealing with, by the time you reach, you know, your 20s, you've lost probably half of your probiotics. And if you don't have enough probiotics, you are not going to digest food, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste very well. That's why a good probiotic product is a foundational supplement for me. I really believe that we need to replenish those healthy gut bacteria because they're so important to every phase of digestion. And then there's other things going on. You know, because of our, I call it the sick food chain in the book. What I mean by that is the artificial colors, the artificial ingredients, the artificial preservatives, all these kind of things we're adding into our foods today. The processed foods, the processed carbohydrates, these also damage the gastrointestinal tract, making it really hard for the gastrointestinal tract to do one of its main jobs, which is to regulate what gets in and what doesn't. So we see a lot of toxic overload in the gut that then leads to a spillage into the bloodstream, what we call a leaky gut syndrome. because, again, of the nature of our environment. So it's important that not only do we do the probiotics, but we also do foods and supplements that help to repair that gut lining. If we don't do that, if we don't take care of our gut, you can eat all the great food you want. You can take all the best supplements you want. You're not gonna break them down and absorb them the way you need to.
You know, and that's so profound because so many people in my practice, and I'm sure you see this as well, they say, well, I eat a really good diet. You know, I really have a good program. But it's not about how good the food is or how, you know, how healthy your choices are. It's how well you absorb and assimilate.
You're only as healthy as your gut, Dr. Selman.
Yeah, and that is such a key thing because if you have gas or bloating or diarrhea or flatulence, you are not absorbing and assimilating your nutrition. You've got trouble in the gut.
Right, absolutely. So we have to protect the gut, and that's an important part of the supplement pyramid.
Okay, so one other thing that can compromise our levels of nutrition in our body has to do with things that reduce or eliminate or block the nutrients, such as medications, right?
And, oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that, or even sugar and how sugar robs the body of nutrients, how the pill robs the body of nutrients?
Right. Well, you know, that's an interesting, the prescription drug issue, I think, is major now. We have a naturopathic pharmacist that we work with at Life Extension, and she's put together a wonderful lecture on all of the different medications out there, at least the most common ones that people take. And she did all the research showing the different types of vitamin and mineral deficiencies that are associated with those medications. I mean, look at, for instance, the proton pump inhibitors. These are the drugs that are prescribed for people with gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, which in my opinion is way overdiagnosed today, or at least could be handled with a lifestyle change for most people. But these drugs, these proton pump inhibitors, are prescribed almost just like candy for people. They're making billions and billions and billions of dollars for the pharmaceutical companies. And what we're finding is that they're blocking magnesium. So the little magnesium that people are actually getting, because remember, the food doesn't really have it, the soil doesn't really have it, right? They're not really getting enough of it anyways, but what they do get, guess what? Anybody taking a proton pump inhibitor, you pretty much lost all of it now. And then what's the result of that? Well, when you don't have enough magnesium, gastroesophageal reflux disease can actually get worse down the line. Muscle spasm, blood pressure, brain disorders, all linked to magnesium deficiency. That's just one example. If you're on any prescription medication, I encourage you to go to the Life Extension website, lifeextension.com, and you can search for that document where we have on one column the prescription drug, and then on another column the common vitamin and mineral deficiencies associated with that drug. In some cases, the drug causes a malabsorption, like the proton pump inhibitor with the magnesium issue. In other cases, it's more of a metabolic issue that occurs at the liver or even at the kidney level, where you are degrading the nutrient before it can actually get to the target cells and tissues because of the drug metabolism. So there's a lot of different reasons why it happens. But prescription drugs, man, they are causing some significant nutrient deficiencies in a lot of Americans because the last report I saw, Dr. Selman, the average person, the average American over 45 years old, is on two medications, prescription drugs.
Yeah, and seniors,
I don't know what to say to that. It's crazy.
Are seniors on like 7 or 8?
And then they broke it down. I think when you hit 65, it becomes 5 medications, and then at 70, maybe 72, I don't remember the exact breakdown of the age, it was like 7 drugs. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, so you're talking about significant vitamin deficiencies in older Americans who really need those vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. So, I got to tell you, the prescription medication issue is bigger than we think.
Yeah, you know, let's just mention one more thing, and then what we'll do is take a break, and then we can come back, and you can actually guide us through your supplement pyramid and how
okay.
to support us in building our regimen. And so the one last thing I want to talk about these deficiencies is the vitamin D story, which is a really big story. And You know, when I see the senior residents, when I go visit with my mother, and there they are, they're, you know, staying inside, and no one ever tells them they need a vitamin D supplement, or if they are, they're probably on
so low level. Bad. Yeah.
Right? And so you see all these health conditions that if they only knew by increasing their vitamin D. So this whole indoor culture is really a big problem.
It is. It is. And, you know, just to build on that, too, a couple of studies that came out last year in 2000, and, well, one in 2012, one in 2013 showed that simply giving vitamin D to hospitalized patients decreased the amount of time they were in the hospital by like 2 days.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. Think about how significant that is, not just for the person's health, right, but also the cost. The cost to our healthcare system with something as simple as vitamin D, which is about 8 cents a day, right? I mean, vitamin D deficiency is an epidemic. People don't realize this, Dr. Selman, but if you live above the 34th parallel, which if you look at a map of the United States and picture Texas, North Texas, like Dallas, anything above that is above the 34th parallel. Did you know during fall and winter months and even in early spring, you make no vitamin D, even if you are outside? The angle of the sun's not right.
Yeah.
So yeah. We need to, yeah, vitamin D is another example of how something so simple can have such a huge impact on the health of this country. 8 cents a day.
Yeah, you know, it's mind-boggling that this isn't incorporated in the, you know, in the advice that doctors are giving their patients. And I just have to tell you one more thing that just drives me crazy. My mom is 92 years old. She's really doing well. She goes to see her primary doctor, and he is pushing every time she visits to take cholesterol, to take statin medications. I mean, 92-year-old, and I read her study yesterday, because she listens to me now, that's good, but, you know, she's caught in the meat in the sandwich, right? Because
yeah.
Her doctor is saying you're going to get a stroke if you don't. But I read her a study that I found online that said if you are over 85 and take a statin, it will increase your risk of strokes and heart attacks.
Well, you know, and that's probably linked to maybe the issue with lowering. You know, we do know the statins cross the blood-brain barrier now and can lower a very important cholesterol metabolite in the brain, which might be linked to even Alzheimer's and cognitive dysfunction and maybe even some vascular instability in the brain. So yeah, I just don't know the thought process there, you know, process for the doctor. Every doctor, naturopathic doctor, conventional doctor, whatever, anybody who takes care of somebody should always weigh the benefit and risk of anything we do. And it's so clear to me that the risk of a statin in a 90-year-old is far greater than any benefit she might get, which is very minimal. And that, that's not good.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll talk about this because I know you are a big believer in CoQ10, but it has to be stated again that statin drugs deplete levels of CoQ10, which we will discuss why it's such an important antioxidant, and we all really need to have as high a level as possible and not depleted levels.
Absolutely, yeah. Unique CoQ10 is depleted by statins. You know, even if Dr. Selman, it doesn't really matter, statin or not. Most people are deficient in CoQ10.
Yeah, so why accelerate the process?
so that it's a found. You know, again, when we come back, we could talk about what those foundational supplements. But that's another one of you. So I already talked to probiotics. CoQ10 is a foundational supplement. It's one of those cofactors like minerals that are so important to cell energy reactions that without it, your cells can't make cell energy, your cell can't function, and then eventually you can't function. So you add a statin on top of that, now you're really knocking out the CoQ10 level.
Yeah. Well, good. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, Dr. Michael Smith, who's my guest today, author of The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Nutritionalized Nutritional Regimen, will give us some guidance as to how we can build our own nutritional regimen. So stay tuned. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and you are listening to What Women Must Know. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. And today we're talking to Dr. Michael Smith, who is the author of The supplement pyramid, how to build your personalized nutritional regimen, dispelling a lot of the myths regarding the ways that we thought we can get great nutrition just through our healthy diet, but actually that's not the case. So we're going to be talking in this half of the show, what are the key supplements that we need to build our own regimen? So where do we go, Dr. Smith? Let's talk about what we need to know as far as the critical supplements that have to be foundational, and maybe we can look at some of the different conditions, which you laid out really phenomenally well in the book, and some of the key nutrients for those conditions as well.
Okay, yeah. Well, the base of the supplement pyramid, and the reason I came up with the idea of a pyramid, it plays off the food pyramid, right, which most people are familiar with as an educational tool. But the supplement pyramid is very different than the food pyramid, that it actually personalizes what supplements you should be taking, and we'll get into that. But the very first group of supplements form the base of the pyramid, the foundation, which, as you said, are the most important, right? These are the nutrients that really allow us to be healthy humans. These are the nutrients that help your body, you know, repair, regenerate healthy cells and tissues. We're talking about the vitamins, the minerals, the good oils, the probiotics. So the very first foundational product is what I call an ideally dosed multivitamin. Now, I say that because at the beginning of the show, we talked about one of my sisters who does a very generic multivitamin because she doesn't know what else to do. Well, that generic multivitamin, in my opinion, is underdosed. It's based upon the recommended daily intake or allowance, which is a very archaic system. That dosing system is all about preventing scurvy. Now, if you want to prevent scurvy, it's a great system. Stick with those generic multivitamins. But I think people are looking to do so much more with the vitamins and minerals. I mean, just take vitamin C, for instance, Dr. Selman. The recommended daily intake of vitamin C is about 50 milligrams. Again, that prevents scurvy. But what about all the wonderful things attributed to vitamin C, like anti-cancer properties, immune-boosting properties, heart protection properties? That requires about 500 milligrams a day. I got that number by doing all the research. I simply went to the research and looked what was the average dose of vitamin C for those kind of benefits, and it was 500 milligrams. So I call that the ideal daily intake. So I want to make sure that people are not only are they doing the multivitamin, but they're doing a one that is dosed properly. That's the very, very first product. The second product then in the foundation are the omega-3 oils. These are the polyunsaturated fats that are so important. The omega-3 oils, we, as you know, Dr. Selman, ease inflammation. They're good for your heart, good for your brain. I believe they're so important. They're the second foundational supplement for everybody, about 2 to 4 grams a day. Now, how you source it, if you want to get it from flax, chia, or other plants, algae, fish, that doesn't bother me so much. I just want people to get at least 2 grams of the omega oils every day. The third product in the foundation is the CoQ10 we talked about. Ubiquinol CoQ10 is one of those cofactors like the minerals. It's so important to cell energy production. Here at Life Extension, we focus a lot on the reasons we age, the theories or mechanisms of aging, and one of the leading mechanisms based on the research is mitochondrial decay. And the mitochondria are the powerhouses that require CoQ10. As you get older, you lose CoQ10, the mitochondria break down, and the cell no longer can make energy like it should. If the cell can't make energy, the cell's going to die, the tissue's going to die, and eventually it's going to affect you in the long run. So CoQ10 replacement is the third product. And then the last one, as I mentioned, the fourth one here is the probiotics. You're only as healthy as your gut. A high-quality probiotic product is very important to the foundation. Now, Dr. Selman, that's not personalized yet, right? Those are things I think everybody should be doing. If we can get more people in this country doing those four products, I'm convinced we will improve the health of this nation beyond our dreams. I mean, we'll be able to start handling the metabolic disorders, the diabetes, the heart disease, simply by eating better, exercising, and doing these four basic foundational nutrients. So that's where everybody needs to begin. Now, as you move up the pyramid, the second level, this is where we personalize. This is the personalization level. So the question is, how do I personalize all this for people? I mean, that's pretty hard, right? We're all individuals. We all have different needs, different issues. So we require, in this middle level of the pyramid, different nutrients. And so what I did, Dr. Selman, is I went back to my internal medicine days. You know, if you were to come into my office, Dr. Selman, with, say, a headache or some sort of complaint, before I do any physical exam, before I take any x-ray or do any blood testing or whatever, I'm going to talk to you, right? I'm going to ask you questions, and based on your answers, I'm going to develop a story about you that's going on. We call that the clinical history. It is the most important thing any doctor does, is talking to their patient. And that's what I did. I took that concept and I brought it over to supplements. So what I did is I created, from that clinical experience, 16 health quizzes. And these quizzes range from, you know, your heart, brain, hormones, bones, joints. It has certain cancer, there's a cancer quiz, there's a diabetes quiz. I mean, you have 16 total. They're not, it's not hard. These are simply yes and no answers. But based on your answers, I can develop a score for each quiz, and that score reflects a certain amount of risk based on how many yeses you gave me. The higher the score, the greater the risk for having an issue in that quiz or that body part. Once I know that story and I've identified those issues and I got that score, now I can line you up with the supplements based on research that have been shown to help that issue that you're dealing with based on your quiz answers. That's how I personalized it for everyone. Moving to the top part of the pyramid, that's what I call the optimization. That's where we do all the extra stuff. You know, because I work with Life Extension, in the book I talk mostly about how to manage aging better by counteracting those common aging mechanisms, like loss of hormones, loss of cell energy production, and I talk about the appropriate nutrients there. So the supplement pyramid has the foundation, moving up to the personalization through the 16 quizzes, to the optimization. It not only personalizes it, it prioritizes it for you as well.
Do you think we need to take specific tests to see what the nutrient status is within our cells?
Yeah, you can do that, and that's part of the book too. You know, the 16 quizzes, Dr. Selman, really are the first level of personalization. So you can begin to personalize, identify your issues, and figure out those supplements that are going to be best for you simply by doing the health quizzes. However, throughout the book, I remind the readers that blood testing, nutrient testing, hormone testing, even certain genetic testing that's coming around can add another layer of detail to this that will personalize it even more. But, of course, that's time, that's more money. I do talk about that in the book after the quizzes. I even offer some good labs that you can have those kind of tests done at. However, if you don't want to go to that level first, at least you have these 16 quizzes, which is that first level of detail for personalization.
Okay, so let's talk about some conditions here, because I think my listeners will find it really interesting. You have a lot, and I do recommend that people pick up the supplement pyramid or go to your website, which is mysupplementpyramid.com. Do you have the quizzes on your website?
Yeah, that's what's so awesome about it. It only made sense, right? I mean, people like to take quizzes, so we put them online at mysupplementpyramid.com, and we can also store the quizzes there for you as well as you build your pyramid. So maybe 6 months later, a year later, after you've taken some supplements, you can come back, retake the quizzes, and compare it to the old quiz. So you can see your progression as well on the website.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's, you know, congratulations. That's
Thank
not
you.
An easy feat to put that all together.
It was a lot of work, but I really think it could help a lot of people. That's mysupplementpyramid.com.
Okay, great. So how about we talk, you have so many great suggestions and advice in the regimens, but let's talk a little bit about brain issues.
Okay.
So can you give us some idea of, you know, what do we need to know supplement-wise? So when we talk about any of these conditions, we always start with the foundation. So the foundation are probiotics, fish oils, CoQ10, and what was the fourth one?
The ideally dosed multivitamin.
Okay, optimal. And I think we need to just say that, you know, you can go to the drugstore and pick up some supplement, you know, off the shelf, but that's not necessarily a wise investment, right?
Well, it's just not. Yeah, I don't think it's. I mean, quality is important, right? So we want to make sure not only are you doing the right supplements, but you're getting the best quality supplements as well.
Yeah.
And so there's. I have a whole chapter in the book, by the way, that talks about how to choose a quality product, and I run through about four or five tips for people to help them through that.
Oh, that's great, because I think we do need to know how to navigate through the world of supplements.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, so what are some guidelines or some suggestions for a program for supporting brain?
Yeah, well, you know, cognitive dysfunction is really becoming a major issue for a lot of us in this country, because I think a lot of it has to do with the toxins in our environment. You know, here's an interesting fact about brain disorders. If you look at developed countries, Dr. Selman, developed countries have the highest incidences of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other neurodegenerative disorders than any other type of country, whether it's a developing country or a third world country. Why is that? Well, we have a lot more industrial chemicals. So it has to be linked to something we're doing in our environment. So I think one of the best things you can do, first and foremost, for your brain, believe it or not, is clear out a lot of those toxins. So a good liver detox program, I think, is important for all of us in this country or in any industrialized country. Something like artichoke extract with milk thistle are my two favorite ways to help the liver function better, to help bring down that toxic load, which is going to help to protect the brain. Now, remember, you got the foundational supplements going, right? So you got the omega-3 oils, which are very important. Once you have that going and you want to protect the brain, you've got to add curcumin. Curcumin comes from the turmeric spice. Very important to cognitive function. As a matter of fact, there's studies looking at curcumin in Alzheimer's patients. What happens is curcumin is able to get into the brain and stimulate the immune system in the brain. There are macrophages in the brain that are there to clear up some of those toxins, but the toxins simply just become overbearing at some point, and the macrophages begin to dysfunction. Curcumin can actually stimulate those macrophages to clear out the brain environment so the nerve cells can function better and you can think better as well. I also like the adaptogenic herbs like ginseng, very important for nice clear thinking, you know, what I call that brain fog that so many people are going through today. Ginseng is one of my top nutrients for that as well. And don't forget about a hormone called pregnenolone. I am a big believer in hormone restoration, but of course only with the natural bioidentical hormones. And pregnenolone, which is known as the mother hormone, was actually first discovered in the brain. It plays such a major role in how brain cells connect to each other. And then lastly, don't forget about your magnesium. There's a certain form of magnesium called magnesium threonate. Magnesium threonate gets into the blood-brain barrier better than any form of magnesium, and it's critical to forming those nerve cell connections just like pregnenolone. So pregnenolone, magnesium, curcumin, you got the fish oils in the foundations, and of course, clear out the toxins helping your liver.
You know, that is such great advice. And it's not, you know, it's not difficult to do. But
no, it's not.
Supporting us, it's helping if you notice you have a little brain fog going on, and certainly preventative.
Absolutely. It's some simple steps that you can do. Now, I gave a lot of suggestions there, and there's even more suggestions, believe it or not, in the book. You don't have to do all of them. All of the suggestions in my book, Dr. Selman, are ordered from the most important to the least important. I hate to say least important, but they are in order of most importance for you. So at least you start with, for instance, curcumin. And then you can add pregnenolone. And then you can add some magnesium threonate. So you can build it up based on your own needs, where you think you need to be. So you don't have to take everything, but you at least start with that first one. And I would go, since you already got the fish oils in the foundation, I would add curcumin.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that curcumin, which we know is such a powerful active ingredient of turmeric, actually is supporting the immune system.
In the brain specifically. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. So it is fascinating. Let's talk a little bit about cancer. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. So in the book, there's besides building your own pyramid, I also provided in the book disease-specific pyramid. So if you didn't want to take the quizzes and you are dealing with cancer, you can just go to this chapter and just find the cancer pyramids and just follow my suggestions there. The very first thing I talk about with the cancer protocols, I do think regardless of the type of cancer you are fighting, there are some basic nutrients that every cancer patient should be taking. For instance, cruciferous vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Cruciferous vegetables have sulfur-containing compounds in them that are so important to helping cells metabolize toxins better and also simply divide and replicate better without damaging the DNA. So I really believe that cruciferous vegetables are important.
Should just tell people what they are in case people don't know that category.
Sure. So you're talking about kale, you're talking about broccoli, cauliflower. Those are the three most common that you'll find in a supplement form, by the way. And so usually if you look on the back label, if you're going to take a cruciferous vegetable supplement, look on the back label and you want to look for the kale, the broccoli, and the cauliflower, but also Brussels sprouts, bok choy, cabbage. All of these also are going to be rich in these sulfur-containing compounds. Now, besides the cruciferous vegetables, we also want to inhibit cancer cell growth, right? So the cruciferous vegetables are about promoting healthy cell growth, which is you still want to do that as a cancer patient. But if you do have cancer, we want to inhibit some of those cancer cells. Soy isoflavones are very important. Soy, now I'm not talking about whole soy, I know because there's some question about whole soy and cancer, but the specific type of compounds called isoflavones that come from soy, when you isolate them and take them in capsule form, Dr. Selman, these have powerful effects from stopping all kinds of cancer cells from growing. Lots of good research on that. I also like chlorophyllin to protect the DNA. And then, just to make sure you protect your bloodstream from the cancer cells spreading, I like modified citrus pectin. So no matter what cancer you're going through, cruciferous vegetables, soy isoflavones, chlorophyllin, and modified citrus pectin.
What does modified citric pectin
do? I'm so glad you asked me this. This is one of my favorite science stuff. I am kind of a data nerd, Dr. Selman. I love the mechanisms, and it's just the way I think. So modified citrus pectin is a protein. It comes from the rind of citrus fruit, obviously. Pectin is a protein. It's a really big protein, and so you have to cut it up into smaller pieces so you can absorb it. That's what the word modified means. But once it does get into your bloodstream, the protein itself can bind to receptors that are on the cancer cell surface. And when the pectin, the modified pectin, surrounds the cancer cell by binding to those receptors, that cancer cell can no longer communicate with other cancer cells, and it decreases the risk then of metastatic spread. For a cancer to go from a primary organ, say like your liver, and then travel to a distant one, what we call metastatic disease, it has to be able to communicate with the other cancer cells to do that. Well, pectin blocks those communication pathways.
Yeah, so it's really important as part of a protocol.
Cancer patient should be taking modified citrus pectin.
Right. So I'm glad we had a chance to discuss it, because I don't know how many people really know of modified citrus pectin.
It's definitely not being talked by, you know, the conventional cardiologists oncologists aren't talking about it, that's for sure. But boy, they're always talking about preventing metastatic disease. Well, here's something in nature that does it without side effects.
Yes, really powerful.
It's awesome, yeah.
I can ask you so many questions, but how about if we talk about depression and anxiety, maybe throw in insomnia. We have time. Because issue for people.
Yeah.
And I hate the antidepressants and the benzodiazepines and minor tranquilizers like Valium. They're so harmful and dangerous. So let's talk about some of the options people have.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when it comes to mood disorders of any kind, it's so important to make sure you have optimal levels of two key hormones, pregnenolone and DHEA. Now, we already talked about pregnenolone, right? That's the mother hormone. What that means is pregnenolone is metabolized into all the different types of hormones, like progesterone, DHEA, the testosterones, the estrogens. So So that's why it's called the mother hormone. But it also, by itself, pregnenolone gets into the brain and is so important for helping the structure of the brain cell. When the brain cell is structured properly, it functions properly, and there's less mood disorder. So pregnenolone is very important, and so is DHEA for that very reason. DHEA is considered by life extension, by the way, to be the true anti-aging hormone. It's good for muscle, the immune system, sugar metabolism, but DHEA is also important to that nerve cell structure and function, just like pregnenolone. So if anybody comes into my office with mood issues, I always do a good hormone panel. Mm-hmm. I always want to make sure, and at least pregnenolone and DHEA are optimized, and that helps out a lot right there. If you're talking about depression specifically, you know, there's a few things that really work well that, and I want to mention this because this is not technically a supplement, but there's good studies coming out that came out last year and they're going to come out this year showing the benefit of natural light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, there's natural light boxes you can buy. Traditionally, Dr. Selman, they've been used for seasonal affective disorder. But they also now are looking at even major depression disorder where you can place this little box, a little hood, in a sense, kind of goes over your head, and this natural light hits your eyes and your face, and that can do so much to people. One, it raises DNA, vitamin D levels, which is important, but it also raises cortisol a little bit and drops melatonin and balances those two hormones. When those two hormones are balanced better, that also plays a role in feeling better. And then, of course, with depression, too, we want to raise serotonin levels. You know what I like for that? Saffron extract.
Oh, interesting.
Saffron is a natural serotonin, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Now, if that sounds familiar to you, that's because the common drugs that are used for depression are also SSRIs. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, but they have a whole bunch of side effects, like Prozac. Well, it turns out saffron, the spice, saffron, is a SSRI and has been shown not only to boost serotonin and decrease depression, it also helps with sugar craving, if that's an issue and you're trying to lose weight. So there's a side benefit to saffron as well.
Who knew?
Who knew that? Yeah, and I've been talking about saffron for a long time, and it's something that I've been waiting to kind of take off in the industry, and it's not quite there yet, but the research is there, so I'm glad that we're talking about it.
Well, give us one tip for anxiety, because we're just at the end, but give us one quick tip.
Well, most people with anxiety have a lot of adrenaline and cortisol in their bloodstream. So simple light exercise 30 minutes every day helps to burn off some of that adrenaline and decreases anxiety symptoms significantly in a majority of people. So something as simple as exercise is so important for anxiety. And if you want to add some magnesium to it, then you even get a little more of an effect as well.
Well, this has been such an enlightening conversation. Dr. Michael Smith, thank you for the wonderful book you've put together and all the work in putting those quizzes together. I invite everyone to go pick up a copy of The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. Go over to Dr. Smith's website, My Supplement Pyramid, and start taking those quizzes and get your personalized nutritional regimen going. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
And to all of you, thank you for joining me today for another great conversation as we keep learning and growing and getting more empowered so we can make those ideal decisions. And I just want to leave you with this one thought. Remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.